It's a new year in our gorgeous border town, and with it comes a brand new piece of art for downtown El Paso and also for Ciudad Juarez. And today my guests are El Mac, graffiti artist El Mac, and graffiti artist from here, from El Paso, Mr. Dave Grave Herrera, otherwise known as Grave.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Also, we are joined by Ricardo Fernandez, who is here on behalf of Amor por Juarez, who made the mural project possible on our sister city side. Welcome, Ricardo.
Thank you for having us.
So we have the fortune of talking to you all as you're working on the mural, and when the show actually airs, it'll be up and gracing our downtown. Let's talk about the medium first and what it is, your graffiti art, mm-hmm. spray can art. Kind of give us a little lowdown on that and how you started. And I know Mac and Grave, you guys have been friends for a while.
Yes.
So just kind of take us through your journey, and then we can get to how we got to these gorgeous binational murals.
Well, I've been doing a lot of workshops, a lot of wall curations in El Paso for a while now, working with community artists and the city, trying to bridge the gap between the venues and the property owners. There's definitely a big demand here for that venue. So in a nutshell, back in the 90s, there wasn't really any venues, just like there wasn't any skate parks. It kind of worked the way the El Paso Skate Park Association works, is that they came in and they built skate parks. At the same time, I was creating wall venues for artists to come in to alleviate some of the eyesores here and there. Some of the building property owners were neglecting. So it was a good opportunity to create those neglected buildings into fresh canvases and kind of like spur real estate companies to take notice. And it was a win-win situation for everybody. Also, the vandalism problem in El Paso cut down about 50% with the efforts of Fred Pacheco at Graffiti Wipeout. And what we were doing kind of helped beautify the city twofold. And in that instance, Mac, being from the Southwest area, living in Las Cruces for a while way back then, 93, saw some of my work. And at the same time, I was seeing some of his work in Las Cruces, and I was blown away. And it was just a matter of time before we clicked on. A couple of years later, there was a team of artists from Phoenix, Arizona, NG Crew, which is a professional team of aerosol artists that Mike was already in, and they've asked me to join because we were all doing the same thing as kind of working with communities and doing a lot of big productions. So that's how we teamed up, and we've worked on a few projects here in El Paso, what is now the Arts District downtown by the Union Depot. Used to be a group of warehouses that were totally neglected. We came in and we did a nice production. Mac did a good piece of Geronimo, was that?
Yeah.
Geronimo.
Yeah.
Red.
98,
yeah. Photogenetic piece, real good. And that was our first production here. But that's where we started to work on a few walls in El Paso. And we had this project in mind, I think it was in 2007 or 2008, doing the Silos Art Show that benefits the homeless via the rescue mission, raising canned foods and dry goods for our areas needy. I decided to take that silo building and turn it into an aerosol art gallery, which was successful for a few years. I knew we were going to have a time limit on it, but before that time limit ran out, I wanted to get Miles to do the side of the building because he works in large scales. Since it's being next to the I-10 freeway, I figured it'd get almost 1 million views a day from all the passersby. It would have been a good statement and a mega mural to kind of like project El Paso. It's like, hey, we're going through a city. If you're driving through downtown, you're going to definitely see this mural and kind of make you want to stop and check out the town and kind of promote the city. We lost that building due to, the DOT is building a freeway next to in that area, so they're going to tear it all down. So that kind of caused me to push for other walls. And with the idea of doing two murals that Mike wanted to kind of work out by National Mural Project, we were able to secure a good building downtown. And that's when I bumped into Ricardo and I started talking about the project. And he was, through his great organization, Amor por Juarez, he was able to facilitate us and go all out for us and help us out so we could get a mural done in Juarez and also for a good cause for his organization that we totally support.
Yes, yeah, so the mural that we have going up right now in downtown El Paso is part of a binational mural project that started in Juarez through Amor por Juarez. Can you tell us a little bit about that project?
And we started envisioning working with El Mac and Grave, I think around 2 years ago. And we finally had the pleasure of having them work in both sides of the border. We actually did one mural in Juarez that was finished, I think, this Sunday, and it's an amazing piece. So we did it outside of an old warehouse in an area of Juarez that also was not being utilized a lot. And this building or old warehouse has been refurbished and now holds a new contemporary art gallery that we actually opened while they were doing the mural. So we've been very fortunate of being able to do this with these two great artists.
So, Ricardo, if somebody wants to see the mural in Juarez, where exactly is it?
It's located on 20 de Noviembre. It's you have to go López Mateos, that is one of the primary arteries, and then you'll turn left on 20 de Noviembre, and it's in a Celider building. It's 4305 20 de Noviembre.
And it really is a gigantic mural. So once you're in the area, you can't really miss it.
Yes.
So Mac, tell us about the inspiration for the two people that are in a part of the murals.
You know, I kind of have a history of painting regular people, you know, humble people, campesinos, you know, just regular folks, you know, workers. And so that's something that's always, just growing up in the Southwest, grew up mostly in Phoenix. Like Graves said, I spent some time in Las Cruces. It was something that I was seeing in my life that I wasn't seeing represented in art very much. And I felt like it was something worthwhile to portray. And in recent years, I felt like a sense of urgency or motivation to represent, maybe pay homage in a way to just regular people of the Southwest, you know, and then the border region. And I guess because of a lot of the border issues and conflicts and injustice and, you know, killings and all this stuff that's been going on since like 2006 or so, roughly, you know, mm-hmm. things have, maybe in recent years, it's gotten a little bit better, you know, in Juarez. But, you know, it just seemed like at some point a few years back, I just remember seeing something about the number of migrants that were dying just from crossing through the deserts was higher than the death toll in Iraq, you know, yearly, and at least on the U.S. side. And it was just, you know, it seemed like this was a major crisis. And so more and more I felt like as a resident of the Southwest, as someone who grew up in the Southwest, it seemed like I felt a sense of responsibility to pay homage to these people, you know.
And Mac, you paint all over the country. Do you tend to portray the campesino, or is it always the everyday person, depending on where you're at?
No, it's actually, I've
Or do you take where you're from to other places?
Yeah, it spreads around. I mean, I've painted campesinos from Campeche in Dublin, Berlin. You know, I've painted gente de Monterrey in Singapore. You know, I've painted, like, you know, it was kind of a
all
migration.
Over the world,
know. So, you know, I had already been kind of wanting to do some murals near the border. And because I, you know, did have a little bit of history here in the El Paso region, and because of my, you know, friendship with Grave and, you know, our history and his connections here, you know, it all just kind of came together. And so I came out here 2 years ago, and when they had the Caravan for Peace passing mm-hmm. through, I took photos of a lot of the members of the caravan, people that had lost loved ones to violence and injustice and stuff. And so I I really wanted to paint these people, you know.
And these are the two that we have. Well, we're grateful that you all are here and that you're bringing your art to the border and that you're representing our people on our walls. And it's nice to know that you're taking it all over the world. Mm-hmm. If people want to see the mural in El Paso, what's the exact location?
It would be on Stanton and Mills, but the exact location is 300 Mills at the Texas Workforce Commission sidewalk.
Go downtown, hang out by the Placita, and you should probably find it. And
yes,
Ricardo had a good tidbit of information that we'll have another LMAC mural coming up here.
Yes, I mean, if everything looks good for the end of the year, Stanton Hotel will probably have another of his masterpieces.
Very cool. Well, thank you so much for bringing these artists here to town, and thank you all for lending your talents to our city.
You're welcome.
Yeah, of course.
It's a pleasure. It's our gift for El Paso and Juarez.
We've been talking to world-renowned graffiti artists Dave Grave Herrera and El Mac, who have been working on a binational mural project here in Ciudad Juarez and in El Paso, Texas. To see our brand new mural in El Paso, Texas, head on down downtown El Paso, the corner of Mills and Stanton, and you can see their amazing work. Special thanks to Ricardo Fernandez from Amor por Juarez for making this project possible on the Juarez side of the border, and to Esperanto Development here in El Paso, and Frank at Ahern Equipment for helping these artists make this project a reality.